Yeah, you know what time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua B. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Are you going to give you something to drink now? Yeah, I'm joining all of you here from the Bermuda Triangle Research Base in Boquerón, Puerto Rico, back at our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam the Animal Still, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And it is hard to believe that, you know, next Saturday is going to be Halloween, October 31st. And then, you know, as soon as October 31st is out of the way, they are going to kick the holiday season into high gear, taking us right straight through Thanksgiving and Black Thursday and all that, and then, or Black Friday or whatever it is, and then on to Christmas. It's going to be here in no time, and the worst thing that people can do is wait till the last minute to buy a gift. And I tell you, you know, I hate shopping for Christmas gifts because I just never know what to get somebody. And I realized when I met you, Shelley, that the one thing you can give to anybody, man, woman, child, it doesn't matter.
Gargola.
Gargola even probably. That they will cherish, that they will enjoy, that they will open up and their eyes will pop when they see it. And then it just becomes more and more valuable as time goes on. Is a nice silver or gold coin, the kind of thing that you guys have been selling at Wright's Coin Shop for over 40 years. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you're getting geared up for the holidays there.
Well, we just got a huge supply order in today, so we're trying to kind of get stocked up for Christmas. We have a nice selection of silver, especially. Gold just flies out the door. We get it, keep it for like 30 minutes, and then it's gone, it seems like. I have this huge folder of people that want me to call them when things come in, but they don't last long enough for me to pick up the phone and call them. So the best thing to do is to come in, come often, and if there is something that you like, if there is something that you think somebody else might like, don't think about it. Don't just, oh, maybe I'll come back, because if you do that, it will not be there. And chances are, if you've had your eye on it for 5 minutes and you walk away, somebody else is just going to pick that thing right up. So we do keep restocking, you know, as often as we can with all the new little goodies we get in. But really come in as often as you possibly can. I think it would be a good thing. I mean, you don't see anywhere else the things that we have in there. So...
You know what? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want to point out for people who listen to this show, they get to hear you on this show. They feel like they know you because you are on this program the same way that you are in person. And it's amazing to think that somebody who's confused or intimidated can pick up the phone and call and talk to you, or they can go right in there to Wright's Coin Shop and speak with you or one of your family members or trusted friends and get personalized advice, honest advice, because you guys don't work on commission and you want to keep people happy so they keep coming back and are repeat customers.
Well, exactly. I don't want you to just come in and see me once. I want you to keep on coming in and seeing me. And I know that if you look at our website, it's you know, it doesn't have a whole lot on it, and that is only because it just doesn't last very long. That's just the nature of the beast, or maybe it's just the nature of us, but we just cannot hang on to things long enough to really, really get them up on the site. So yeah, just come see me.
And if people want to call you, or better yet, come see you if they're in the Asheville area, how can they do those things?
They can call me at 828-298-5402. We're there Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30, and we do not close for lunch. Or they can come out to the store at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. And Sweeten Creek Road is the same thing as US 25A. Same road that runs straight into Biltmore Village.
Very good. A really popular place, Biltmore Village. So again, folks, write this number down. Keep it on hand. You will need it eventually, if not today, if not tomorrow. 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. They're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, right near Biltmore Village. And also, you can go to speakingofstrange.com to find a link to Wright's Coin Shop with a map and all that kind of stuff. Even a photograph of Shelley, very much in demand. Or you can just go directly to wrightscoinshop.com, and that is W-R-I-G-H-T-S, wrightscoinshop.com. I know, Shelley, that you are always as friendly as possible to everybody you meet, but you do meet a lot of different people all the time, not just at the shop, but you're a very active person. You investigate things. You're socializing. Everybody knows you. But has there ever been a time, an occasion in your life when, for whatever reason, someone came up to you and handed you a piece of paper that you found so abhorrent that you just pulled your pants down and wiped it on your ass and threw it back at them?
I can honestly say no.
No, that's not true, Shelley. Remember, you did that with your wishing machine instruction manual.
Here's what I think of that.
And then you have a nice witness sample that you can put on your input plate.
Yeah.
That will make sense to people who understand how the wishing machine works.
Yes.
Sam, I suspect that you've done such a thing at some point in your life.
Well, you know, Joshua, you would assume so, except I am a fan of very quilted, you know, paper. I'm not going to just wipe with anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't really dislike – I'm never abhorred to the level that I'm going to, like, stoop to not using my Cottonelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm kind of a prissy boy. I don't know.
I understand. I've always been more of a bidet man.
Oh, I know. A full bidet, but like in India they have it looks like a kitchen sink sprayer, you know, like a dishwasher like thing, but it's right next to the toilet. And then you have a toilet paper option. You just kind of lean forward and you give a little squirty squirt. And it took a little getting used to, but when I came back, I was like, I am just going to hook one of those directly into the water line. You don't know cleanliness until you've done that. It's like, what have I been missing for 30 some odd years?
Well, I don't know if I've ever brought this up on the show, but I'm going to give everybody a little tip.
Please do.
It's because if you're into bidets, but you don't want to have to go get something that's really elaborate, or you don't want to have to tap into your plumbing and you don't have those technical skills, do what I do. Go to your local hardware store and buy one of these weed sprayers. It's like a nice big tank with a pump on it. You can get them for $20 to $30.
Oh, man.
Just keep it full right next to your toilet there. And you look forward to going to the bathroom because you know it's going to end every time with a nice, pleasant fountain of pleasure.
I don't know if you're familiar with this, and maybe we can parlay this into a sponsorship. But right now, this is just me waxing on the greatness of the Coco Bidet. Like 9200X or I forget. Anyway, it's a toilet seat. It's rather pricey. It has its own containment tank. It's a bolt-in replacement. It has heated water in there. It's got a whole control panel down the side. You can make the water hotter, colder. You can make your seat warm. And in the winter, that's amazing. And it has a little robotic arm that comes out. And it's like, bzzz, and then it has a rotating head with different pulsating beams on it. It's the most amazing thing that's ever happened to toilets since Thomas J. Crapper invented the toilet back in the day.
You got me drooling here, Sam.
Google that. Coco bidet.
All right. I find it very interesting that it's the men that are drooling over the bidet.
Why is that?
Well, I'm just kind of, la-di-da, you know.
What you're saying is you're nasty.
Shelley is not hygienic at all.
I am not saying that. I am just, like, not quite as prissy as you
it's
boys
like,
are.
It's like wet wipes. When I discovered wet wipes, you know, like not too long ago, I was like, oh my goodness, I've been doing it wrong my whole life.
Sam and I have pristine bottoms.
We just like to be clean. What are you going to say?
Yeah. Let's put that on the record. We have pristine bottoms.
Put it on the next T-shirt, Josh.
Well, the reason I bring this up
there's a reason.
There always somehow or other ends up being a justification. This is from New Jersey. A 45-year-old man has been charged with taking a police summons, placing it between what the indictment calls his, quote, butt cheeks, wiping the paper up and down, and then tossing it back at a police officer. The man was indicted, listen to this, on a fourth-degree charge of throwing bodily fluids.
Ooh.
You'd think it'd be more like some kind of weird assault charge, you know?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, is it assault or is it littering?
Yeah, well, you'd think one
is a misdemeanor and one is not.
What kind of bodily fluid are they going to prove that he had on this? He might get the case thrown out because they charged him the wrong way. But they say, believe it or not, fourth-degree crimes carry a possible 18-month jail sentence. Says they likely result in probation, but can you believe that, you know, a guy could go to jail for 18 months for doing such a thing? And you know, considering the situation, if the cop shows up and testifies and the judge is like, well, you know, you can't disrespect us like this, they might make an example out of this guy. But
well, I'm
anyway.
Not looking at it like disrespect. I'm looking at it as, you know, contamination.
Well, yeah.
That type thing.
You got to think of botulism or E. coli.
Waste. Yeah.
AIDS. You could probably get AIDS.
Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get. Yeah.
Man, that's okay. A great segment of radio right there.
Scotty Rodon.
Scotty would be proud.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's go to Italy in our journey. And headline says, in Italy, smoking pot at lunch is bad, but watching porn in lunch is good. We'll figure out what they're talking about soon. This is the hour of the show when we get into some of the more sordid and seedy news stories. I think you figured that out by now. My name is Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Our proud, proud sponsor is Wright's Coin Shop. They bring this material to you.
Proud.
828-298-5402.
And Coco Bidet.
our new sponsor, Coco Bidet. We don't even want anything but free bidets. Stark 30 will be right back.
As you stand under the bar light, and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. it's a dark night.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 hour here on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number is 828-298-5402. And listen, we call this Dark 30 because, well, we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy content in the news. So this is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we save it for late at night. So consider that your warning. And I want to point out a couple things here. You know, you probably heard us talk about the wishing machine. And if you still have no idea what the wishing machine is and why that thousands of people around the world swear by them, it's a machine that literally, believe it or not, is designed to make wishes come true. Doesn't matter what you're looking for, if you want to improve your life by attracting money or better health or relationships or happiness, just go and learn about the wishing machine. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. And just watch the little video there. You can also go directly to wishingmachineproject.com, learn a lot more about them there. It's just an amazing thing, and, you know, I do. I use one every single day.
Are you are you at liberty to talk about what you mentioned off the air about that upcoming article?
You mean
about
the
wishing machine?
And Popular Mechanics?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, that was on the air. I said that on the air.
I must have been asleep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was contacted for the first time ever by Popular Mechanics magazine, and they interviewed me for an article about the wishing machine.
When will that be coming out?
I don't have a release date on that yet, but I'm really looking forward to reading what they have to say. And
I mean, I would assume that a guy like you would be pretty you've done lots of things. You know, you've been published many times, but I would assume that a Popular Mechanics piece would be pretty cool for you.
That would be a wonderful thing. I used to read Popular Mechanics.
I could see
when I was
you soldering some ham radio when you were younger.
Absolutely. You know, I read Popular Mechanics. I read Popular Science, and
Omni.
I had a subscription to Omni, I don't know what treatment it's going to get, but I do believe that the questions I was asked were very fair. And I think I gave the best answers I can give about this very mysterious technology. So I'm really, really excited that they're at least doing this piece, and hopefully it will turn out well. I also want to mention something while I'm thinking of it on a program note. Now, again, if everything goes well, we will have a brand new show for you next Saturday, October 31st. It's not very often that Halloween occurs on a Saturday. So I want all of you to keep something in mind. Doesn't matter what you're doing next Saturday, October 31st, 2015. It doesn't matter if you're going to be sitting at home alone or if you're going to be at a party. Take my word for it. From 9 p.m. till midnight, when this show is on the air, East Coast time, you want to turn this show on. You want to listen to it in the background of your party or whatever. Turn the lights down. Light some candles, because I'm going to do something next week that's kind of a tradition on this show. Most people love it. Some people are just scared to death of it. But I'm going to play some of the creepiest audio from all of history. I mean, stuff that can scare you so badly, you might just want to turn the radio off. So remember, wherever you are in the world, you can stream this show live for free. If you just go to WWNC.com during the program when it airs live, and you want to listen to this one live on October 31st. So, again, next Saturday, 9 p.m., go to WWNC.com, click the link to free stream. You can do it on your cell phone, on your tab, whatever, because it brings it up through iHeartRadio. You can use the iHeartRadio app and spend your Halloween night with us here on Speaking of Strange. And we're going to play all the classic, like, Halloween party music. I mean, it's going to be good. Okay, moving on with our Dark 30 stories. Italy right now is dealing with a court ruling about whether or not it's okay to watch porn when you're at work on your lunch break?
Yes.
Well, you know, I want to say yes immediately, but I maybe it just depends.
You don't want to think about your coworkers.
It says here, Italy's court ruled that Fiat, and I'm assuming they're talking about the car company, could not sack a man for watching porn during his lunch break. Italy's top court ruled that an employee of Fiat did nothing wrong. This guy, you know, has been turned down, he's had to, you know, appeal this thing. But they say the man had argued that his porn viewing was limited to merely, quote, catching a glimpse, just a glimpse of a film during his lunch break. They say there was no habit, no evidence of this habit seeping into his normal work hours. And he said that this was personal time and was a human right of free expression. They say, but there was victory for Fiat in a separate case on the same day when the court ruled that the company could fire a worker for smoking cannabis during his lunch break.
Well, I mean, one's illegal and one's not. And if he was just watching the pornography and not, like, doing anything lewd in front of other people, then, and he wasn't watching it, say, like, right in front of the ladies' restroom or something.
Right.
Let the man watch his porn.
Context is everything, isn't it, Sam?
Yep.
Shelley, does that ever happen at Wright's Coin Shop?
No, it never does. Lunch break? What's that? Lunch break?
Remember they said during her little ad.
We do not close for lunch. We send out for it. There will be no porn watching at work.
You have to hold your cell phone below the camera and hide it from everybody during business hours. Okay, well, let's move on to this. We have a story from Florida. That's right. Looks like this is from Jacksonville. Boy, this is a typical Florida story. A Florida couple had a 6.5-hour standoff with the sheriff's SWAT team. Negotiators had a 30-year-old woman on the phone. Says she came up with a doozy of a demand. She told those in the SWAT team gathered around her trailer that she would come out, but not before she had sex one last time.
Fair enough.
She said, you know, you can make a lot of demands under those circumstances. That seems like one of the less troublesome ones.
Yeah.
So she says if there were any tear gas or attempted interruptions, she would blow her place up. But if they just gave her and her 34-year-old husband the opportunity to do it one last time, then she would come out peacefully.
Oh, my gosh. Performance anxiety.
I was going to say the same thing. Like, I would never be able to get that done.
If we make a wrong move, if something happens and somebody thinks something's happening, we could blow up. I couldn't do anything under those circumstances. I'm sorry.
That's straight out of like a comedy, isn't it?
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Really? Oh, you can't yell. It'll blow up.
They say it's unclear how much time transpired between the call and when the SWAT team finally did force its way in about 4 a.m. They arrested the woman on charges of false imprisonment and resisting law enforcement without violence. They were both, she and her husband, taken to jail. They say that the guy was wanted on several warrants, including armed burglary. And apparently, you know, when they just arrived at the home, they knocked on the front door and the light went off and nobody would come out and everything escalated. And now I guess they're facing the music, but at least we presume they got their one last wish. When we come back from this break, oh boy, what a story we have here from Arizona. And this is a good old teacher story. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of teacher stories here. And I will ask you how you feel about some of the questions one teacher was asking her students. And by the way, for what it's worth, both of these stories are about female teachers. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. It's a creepy Halloween-y edition of the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's once again is 828-298-5402. You can go to speakingofstrange.com for a link to Wright's Coin Shop. And you'll also find information there on the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It is the world's most powerful solar generator for the price, guaranteed. Okay, this was a generator that was created by myself and my team after I went through a blizzard and was out of power for 7 days and was just miserable. And honestly, just get on the internet and do your own research. Don't take my word for it. You'll find that this is literally the most powerful solar generator on the market for the price, period. Don't be fooled by generators that look similar on the outside, because we frankly have had some companies that have kind of ripped us off and have tried to make their generator look a little bit like ours.
When you said don't be fooled by other generators, I pictured like the land shark from Saturday Night Live, like another generator knocking on the door being like, Candygram.
Exactly. Don't believe it. Don't fall for that Halloween prank. And sunshinesimple.com has got a video you can go and you can watch me there, and I'm explaining how it works, and you know, it's plug and play. So go to sunshinesimple.com, check it out. Now again, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because this is late at night. So we're talking about some of the more controversial and sordid and seedy things, not for kids. Not for the easily offended. Consider that a warning. You might want to tune out here until this hour is over if you don't want to hear that kind of thing. So we have a couple of stories here about teachers. And really, every week we could just do nothing but teacher stories. It's really sad. And it's funny to me that most of the time it's female teachers who are doing these perverted things. And I say that because, you know, historically, people always think, oh, guys are the perverts. You know, guys are the ones walking around with the GoPro strapped to the toe of their shoe trying to get upskirt video and that kind of thing. And yet you, for some reason, when you go into the schools, it seems like the women are just as bad as the men, maybe even worse. Maybe they're just getting caught more. I don't know. But this is a weird one from Levine, Arizona. A teacher there is on leave because she was giving her students who were – she had a group of 100 students who were 9th through 12th grade, so the whole range of high school students. She was giving them a racy quiz. It had questions about sex, wife swapping, and other very personal topics like favorite types of sex, how often you watch porn. Like, for example, I can't even – I don't even feel like I can say some of these things on FCC-regulated radio. But one of the questions is, do you prefer – and you can fill in the blank. Do you prefer ordinary or blank sex? Do you watch pornographic videos? Would you attend a wife-swapping party? And so it says here, this was supposed to be what they called a personality quiz with more than 200 questions on it. And apparently a mother said her 15-year-old son took this quiz, and she said, you know, she thought this was very, very, very inappropriate. The mom says her son refused to tell her some of the questions for fear he would get into trouble. So school district officials were notified once other parents started calling to complain about the survey. And so the female teacher is now on administrative leave and an investigation has been launched.
If it makes you feel any better, you can ask me any of those questions anytime you feel like it. All right.
Well, you know what's weird is, okay, I remember sex ed in school, and we, I'm sure, have talked about this somewhat before. And to me, I think, Shelley, you've never seen this movie, but Sam, have you ever seen The Meaning of Life by Monty Python?
I watched it a couple weeks ago, actually.
Okay. Do you remember the scene where they parody sex ed?
Yeah, and John Cleese is like, and now, then you watch. And it's like, he's a very prim, proper, like, English school teacher wearing, like, the wig and, like, the robe. And
yeah.
And he gets his wife to come up. There's a bed at the front of the class, and he very clinically describes what he is doing and where he is placing it. He's like, do not smirk! Smith, do not smirk! This is not funny!
And yeah, and he, like you said, clinically and graphically and precisely describes what he is doing as he is doing it to educate the class. And to me, that is a very accurate exaggeration of what it's really like in sex ed, because they're doing the same thing.
I missed sex ed, all of it,
worthy.
With mono, so that probably explains a lot now why I'm just blindly flailing through life.
You didn't need it because you caught mono. You already knew how to do that stuff. The kissing disease. What's that, Shelley?
What's that, Shelley?
Yeah, sex ed, oh my God, it was cringeworthy. I don't know how the guys felt about it, but nobody wanted to be in those classes. Nobody wanted to hear this stuff. You're growing, you're changing, it was awful. It was terrible.
And, of course, I was always the guy who could keep a straight face. I don't know. I could not keep a straight face these days for some reason like I could when I was that age. So I would raise my hand, and everybody knew that I was, you know, clearly subversive and I was making fun of this. But the teacher would have to take it seriously because I would ask so seriously. And I would ask these, like, really, you know, absurd, you know, ridiculous questions. And I would act like I didn't understand what was being said. So I would really need it explained over and over again, and I would take mundane, you know, they'd be like, well, this is a condom, you know, and so you're like, so now I don't understand, you're telling me this is like a balloon that I put on my, and
you're terrible.
And would really make these teachers go into great detail, and everybody else is like crying, but I'm keeping a straight face. They're laughing so hard. Anyway. To me, this is just like another aspect. I don't think that these days kids need sex ed with the internet the way it is. Maybe, I don't have kids, so I'm no authority on this, but it just seems like the whole thing's pretty silly, in my opinion.
Well, but I think so too. And, you know, we had to figure a lot of things out on our own, and I think we're just fine with that. We came out of that just fine. But
I feel like at most give them a pamphlet that says, like, okay, here's what not to do, and leave it at that, right?
Yeah, leave it at that, and then go on. And, you know, maybe if you quit with all the stupid questions and all of this stuff, hey, maybe you'll actually have time to teach them cursive writing again. Wouldn't that be great?
So they can interpret historic documents when they become adults, yes.
That is why.
Okay, well, now let's move on to this next. Oh, my goodness, really? Okay, this is from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. A school district there is mulling the final action on a teacher suspended indefinitely for showing a video about how to masturbate. Okay.
You know, and we wonder why kids don't know math and science and fall so far behind. I mean, really, do they need to see video in class of that?
You know what?
They should.
It's like, do a survey first of how many kids have already, you know, seen all this stuff on the internet. You know, there's no filter on the internet. I remember when I was a kid, the first time that I got exposed to porn was when I was in middle school. And I was at a birthday party where it was just a bunch of us guys and we were all spending the night together. And one dude brought some old VHS porn tapes that had stuff from the 1970s, like Tangerine or whatever.
I still have a tape with all that stuff.
And he popped it in, and I'll never forget the first time we were watching this video. One of my good friends that I grew up with, and he would he'd kill me if I said his name, so I won't. But we're watching this like graphic porn, and he turns to me and he says, "That's just special effects." That's not real.
It's funny that you should say that, because just the other day, this topic came up in a conversation I was having, and I hadn't really thought about the very first one that I'd ever seen. But I remember it being like disturbing to me at the time. I was like, "Oh my god!" I googled it the other day, you know, because I was like, and now I saw what that guy looks like, you know, like, or what he looked like then, and no wonder, it was like a whole different era. You have a lot of body hair, a lot of mustaches.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, every body part had a mustache.
I'm a little old. Yeah, there's a lot of mustache.
But I don't know. I somehow think that you learned these things better when you thought they were dirty and wrong, and you had to sneak to find out about it.
When we come back, I got the last three stories of the night here, and not surprisingly, two of them have to do with Walmart. Beautiful. I love it. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Have you ever met the bogeyman before? No, of course you haven't, for you're much too good, I'm sure. Don't you be afraid of him if he should visit you. He's a great big coward, so I'll tell you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend that you're a crocodile, and you will find that bogeyman will run away a mile. Say shoo shoo and stick him with a pin. Bogeyman will very nearly jump out of his skin. Say buzz buzz, just like the wasp that stings. Bogeyman will think you are an elephant with wings. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Tell him you've got soldiers in your bed, for he will never guess that they are only made of lead.
Yeah, we're in the final minutes of tonight's show, Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. The program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Once again, the number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. They're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's. also the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours. And, you know, October is going to be over with before you know it. The tours will keep going, but what better time to go take a Haunted Asheville tour, which includes access to the Mystery Museum, than right now. So hauntedasheville.com's got all that info. And if you just want to see some good old creepy videos and look at pictures of monsters and ghosts that are real, that I think are credible, in my opinion, well, you've got to go to my personal website, joshuapwarren.com, and just click the Gallery of the Strange. It's right there in the menu at the top, Gallery of the Strange. And then you can just spend hours and hours clicking around different areas and looking at just a lifetime of research in images. Okay, here are the last three stories of the night. Again, this is the Dark 30 Hour. That means these are stories that are controversial, sordid, seedy. Kids should not be listening. Turn off the radio if you're easily offended. These are, as far as we are concerned, they're supposed to be real news stories. We're just passing them along to you, but it's stuff that's we say for late at night, so consider that your warning. First two are Walmart stories. This one from Alabama. They say that a Walmart shopper got a bit of a surprise while browsing the store's gun department. The buyer stumbled across gun oil, which is... Well, it was stocked among all the store's weaponry wares, and so the customer's reading what it says about the gun oil, and it says, quote, a water-based lubricant for your gun. Long-lasting, easy cleanup, wetter, lighter feel, goes on. Turns out this is, for a different type of gun.
And, love gun!
Yeah. And the staff at Walmart had cluelessly stocked this thing literally in in the firearm, sporting goods section. So somebody there had to go inform Walmart that they were taking a sexual lubricant, and that just because it was called gun oil, and putting it among the real gun stuff.
But isn't that like what you put on your KY-47?
I'm sure you would have some insight on that one. Next Walmart story. This is from Easton, Pennsylvania. They say a man there is accused of openly masturbating in his vehicle parked there outside. Witnesses reported seeing the man, a 49-year-old, in his Dodge Stratus.
I drive a Dodge Stratus!
Sitting right by the main entrance. And when he was finally confronted by police, he literally said that going to Walmart gets him extremely excited.
I can relate to that totally.
I cannot.
Every 3 times a week, Shell.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of like maybe something that you dread, you have to compensate by overdoing it and getting worked up to do it. Anyway, he's facing some charges. But listen to this story, guys. Now, talk about, coming to a complete circle.
Whoa,
here.
Whoa.
Talk about bookending the show. We started out the show talking about the threat of alien invasion. Here's a headline. A quote, I was abducted by reptilian aliens who raped me on the moon every night.
Weekly this comes, World News.
I read that story.
Did you?
I did.
56-year-old former radar trafficking officer for the Air Force recalled all of these bizarre and shocking incidents. Says that she was literally, snatched and taken to the moon, where a humanoid with a tail took advantage of her on numerous occasions. And she said that there were also gray aliens present helping with the work, as well as human personnel who were forced to help the reptilians do their bidding on the moon. And it turns out the dark side of the moon is not surprisingly where most of this abuse takes place. So if you were not afraid of being abducted before, well, you should be now.
It turns out that the dark side of the moon is actually the back of an old van. And those are just guys wearing reptile costumes.
I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Steele, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and the Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a brand new special Halloween edition. You are commanded!
I like to reggae, but you got too fast for me. I like to make my food, you can make me.
Oh, good Lord.